This is a wonderful day that we're celebrating, Palm Sunday. Why do you think, though, if you see a palm tree, if you see a palm tree, what do you think? Oh, yeah, well, since this is Palm Sunday, I hope and pray the answer is Palm Sunday. But think about this. Where do palm trees grow? Well, they grow where it's warm, don't they? Well, we also associate palm trees with places like Florida, Hawaii, the Caribbean. And so when you see palm trees, at least I do, now there's 60 different varieties of palm trees around the world. And I used to like to say, when I see a coconut palm, then I know the weather is going to be good and it's going to be wonderful as we celebrate sand and beaches and sunshine and the ocean. Well, I brought a couple different kind of palm branches with me today. It's a similar palm branch that grows where Jesus lived. And you know where he lived, I hope and pray. Yes, that's right. It's on the Mediterranean Sea, and it is known as Israel. There you will find sun and sand as well. But the palm tree is more than just a decoration in some places. I read somewhere that the palm tree is probably the most useful tree on earth. Someone listed like over 800 different uses for palm trees. Now, I think that's amazing. But I wonder, the maker of that list that come up with 800 different uses of palm tree also said, yes, the palm tree can be used to worship God. Well, if he didn't, I think we could probably add this to it, because that's what we're going to talk about today. The first use of the palm tree branches in worship. Now, where was that? Well, yes, today is Palm Sunday, and that's what they did. They took the palm branches from that area, and they waved them. And waved them as Jesus entered into Jerusalem, and he was riding on a tiny donkey. And they were shouted, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Wow. Now they heard about Jesus, and they heard about their parents and other parents talking about all the good works that Jesus did. And they wanted to welcome him to their town. And they did it with palm branches. So here we are, 2,000 years later, and we're celebrating Palm Sunday with palm branches. Isn't that neat? Well, it's a very special day to show our love for Jesus. The other thing about Palm Sunday, which is really neat to think about, that it leads up to next week where we celebrate Resurrection Sunday, or is commonly known now as Easter, and where Jesus was raised from the dead. So we celebrate with palm branches today and Palm Sunday to show Jesus. This is a very special day, and we thank you for coming to this world.